Let's start with some perspective on just how big the state's Medicaid program is. More than 1.5 million North Carolinians use it, and it costs the state about $36 million a day.
With a budget of that size, this department really has huge responsibilities to the taxpayer of the state.
The new Secretary of Health and Human Services, Aldona Vosh.
Previously, we have not been very accountable for the money that we spent.
The more than 70-page audit has all the gory details. The General Assembly asked State Auditor Beth Wood to conduct the audit last year. Here's what she found.
The administrative spending for the state's Medicaid program is 38% higher than the average of 9 states with similarly sized Medicaid programs. In real dollars, that means that the state is spending $180 million more than the average of our peer states.
Wood says those administrative costs are coming from more than 10 divisions within the Department of Health and Human Services, even though only one is supposed to be in charge, the Division of Medical Assistance. The audit also found that budgeting for the program is so flawed that it may break state law.
In at least one case, Medicaid program officials told us that they didn't really know what the spending was going to be in that particular area, and so they budgeted $0.
Governor Pat McCrory thanked Wood for uncovering the issues.
Every dollar that is mismanaged at the HHS for Medicaid is $1 less that is available for medical services, education, or things like road and bridge repair.
McCrory says Secretary Vosh is already addressing some of the problems, and he pledged to fix what he called a broken government system. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.